The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 25th of May, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. They're rated number one, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Liam's at the helm. And what national day is it today, buddy?
Today is National Wine Day.
No wonder my friends are so happy. Not only is it National Wine Day, it's Hump Day.
He's going to say that.
They kind of go together, if you get my drift. All right, go on.
Any other days, buddy?
We do have some other ones. Let me read them to you. Yeah.
Let's stay with wine. We'll get those later.
You know what wine is? Wine is a hug in a glass. Did you know that? You know what? You never drink wine except on days that end with Y.
I have a pillow with that, and I have a little saying from my friend across the street, Michelle Nicole. If you're listening, happy belated birthday. You've been a great neighbor and a good friend, and you're a beautiful woman inside and out. And, you know, as we go through our birthday
Michelle's
month.
Hot.
Yeah, she's tough.
And tough.
She's tough. And you know what? You want her.
You wouldn't want to get
you
the
want
fight
her
with
at
her.
A, no, you want her. At,
she's a member of the Chestnut Street Girls Gang.
Yeah.
Along with Linda and.
But I
Martha.
Wanted to thank her because I have that little sign up there with that. But she always makes me smile, and I always appreciate women who have women's backs. Let me tell you something. That's a special breed, and she's great people. Which then I wanted to also, before we start today, do a shout out to Ajanya's Thai Food. Last night we had our dinner club for the first time went out. Well, that's not true. We went bowling one time. But I mean, we went out to dinner, and usually the dinner club is about going, having various different dinners at people's houses. But we have some dear friends that are going to stay and, move back and forth, but they're, it's kind of like
essentially moving back.
Yeah, yeah. So,
Where all their kids are.
Yeah, to where all their kids are in Long Beach. But, so we all went there last night. We brought bottles of champagne and wine. There were, eight of us, so it was a night of, we want this, we want that, can you bring me ice, how about silverware? They were so good, and the food was so good, but most importantly is that wherever you go, to be with good friends who we've been now with this group, this particular group, for about going on 10 years, and it's just always a feel-good, people who have your back are there for you in a time of need. And I think more than anything else, the message for today is, who are you to someone like that? Can you be better at something, or do you need to reach out to be that person? And if there's a person like that in your life, have you expressed the gratitude, a thank you note, a call? Because we really need that in these times with what's happening around the world and our fears and people losing their minds and death and if you turn on the news, it's just what's going on is just crazy times. I feel like our planet's in a shift. So those are the things that I'm talking about here today. So we will definitely take National Wine Day as thank you.
How about the weather?
All right. How about that weather? All right. We are going to 73 right now, but we are going to experience temperatures reading with a heat advisory and a red flag warning with 102 today. 102, this is the first time in our season this year that we're going to be seeing the triple digits. Tonight, increasing clouds with 68. Thursday, calls for mostly cloudy with a high of 92. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 88. Friday night, now this is, we talked about this last night. We were, what? Friday night, chance of showers, overnight lows of 62, and then we dropped to 80 with Saturday and chance of showers. And Sunday, once again, chance of showers. Of course, we'll take any kind of dampness we can get for our earth right now, but chance of showers on Sunday with a high of 78. And Sunday night, slight chance of showers before 11, partly cloudy with a low of 54. And Memorial Day will be around 82 with a sunny day and mostly clear skies with around 59. So there's your weather forecast, and that is brought to you by Gas to Gas Propane. It is a veteran-owned business. We love to do business with the Kinney family, the veteran-owned business. 365-3793.
Okay. Breathe through your nose.
No, I'm on a roll. I'm glad I just kicked it in gear.
We're here with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Yes, I said that the DA will be here, but yesterday I got a phone call, and the DA couldn't be here. She's down home. She's at home under the weather. Been there for a couple of days. Thought she'd be back by today. But before we start, Celestina, I have to talk about something and take part of your time here.
That's fine.
The shooting yesterday in Uvalde, Texas.
Terrible.
Has really... I'm sad. Yeah. I'm sad about this. Everybody should be sad about this. Second, third, and fourth grade. This person, this demonic individual, who it appears shot and wounded his grandmother and then took off. His truck crashed right across the street from the school. And this is, I'm getting this out of, news reports, and how much of that is, speculation. You can't tell anymore. Some people in a funeral home went over to try to help him. He either shot at them or not, and then he went over the fence into the school. So he could have been, he crashed it into the fence to be able to get in. And then he walked in carrying a couple of semi-automatic rifles and started shooting. And he killed 19 children. And two teachers before he was engaged by law enforcement officers and was killed in a gunfight. He wounded three officers. The one he wounded is the one a Border Patrol agent brought him down. I'm sad because we've lost 19 children, two adults, and as of this morning, there's two 10-year-olds that are missing. So I'm not sure if they just didn't skip school that day or... How could they not know where they are? Now, there may be an update that they just ran away and they were hiding and terrified and they've come back. I hope that's what's happened. But there's other children in hospitals. It's San Antonio, a couple other places where they airlifted them out in Plano, Texas. So you ask yourself, and then President Biden got on the air, and he started out by saying, you lose, when your child dies, you lose a little piece of your soul or a piece of your soul. And he's had his daughter and his wife killed in a car accident, and they lost his son, Bo, to brain cancer. So, I mean, he can empathize with this. But then he turned immediately into... attacking, the gun lobby, as he puts it. He just went into a tirade about it, as if a gun picked itself up and walked in there and killed people. He could have said a lot of different things right then. Saying he's going to put together his Department of Homeland Security, his FBI, his, national security people, and say, we're going to come up with a comprehensive plan to help schools protect themselves. And if the idea is that we don't have an armed security from the police in every school, if it's because of money, that should not be the reason. We have the money in this country. I mean, God knows we squander hundreds of billions of dollars every year on stupid things. So you ask yourself, okay, we could have trained security guards in every school. There's there's training at every school. I've asked our schools, they have training. I've asked our chief of police, and I'm going to reach out today to our chief of police and the sheriff. And also Judy Flores, she's the head of all the schools. Come on the show tomorrow, and let's talk about this, what we do, how we harden. Bill Shuler told me about their training for an active shooter. what happens. How people, I mean, that is, people come to the schools, and whether they, and the tactics they used to use 10 years ago at the, you know, Sandy Hook and other places is no longer. Now they go in, as soon as there's one officer, they go there. They go in. They don't wait for a backup. They go in. And since they're all training together, they all know what they have to do. So if a sheriff and a highway patrolman get there at the same time, they go in. If not, one goes in, they go to the sound of the firing. They don't try to clear areas. They go right to the sound of the firing. But how many of our schools right here in Shasta County can somebody drive up to and walk in on campus? There used to be several, I think. They've been hardened. But there was one school that I walked into. It was at Read to the Class Day. I just walked in, walked around campus, and ended up at the principal's office. And I thought, and then I went to a second grade class. And it was an outside building, a modular. You just walked in.
We do have to take a break, and when we come back, if Celestina will give us permission, one of the things that you don't hear on the news, because it's how do you talk to your children? We need to discuss that just for a little bit. We have some experts that have written about this with the older children and the younger children and how the parent prepares. I'm not just talking about the immediate, but I'm talking about for the kids right here in Reading that have been watching this and watching their families and the trauma that is kind of the fear of that could be me. So we'll discuss a little bit when we get back to here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7:17 in the morning, running over our break. We'll be right back.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts.
Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm running for Supervisor in District 5, which includes Anderson, Shingletown, now Happy Valley, and Cottonwood, where I live. The Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District is not getting any water in its canals for the first time in over 100 years. Happy Valley is again seeing huge restrictions. Mark Twain said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. We are in a fight for sure. The Delta Smelt found some pretty good lawyers, and I think it's time for the citizens, ranchers, and farmers to find some better ones. Our needs must be moved above those of the fish and radical environmentalists. Help me fight. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Ready.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Avelo Airlines. You can now fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Reading. This flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. You must book direct, though, at AveloAir.com. Flying on a Friday? Come back on a Monday. Maybe people won't even know that you were there. So, we're here with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we're taking a few minutes of her time because of what happened in Uvalde, Texas yesterday. And Linda, you've got some points here.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss yesterday after the shootings in Texas that there's something that I thought was important to share with our listeners regarding a child psychologist and some of the tools that she shared in this article. She said you want to be authentic and genuine, but you have to put up a wall. All right, this is something we have a tendency to bleed over, but this is the time that you need to put up a wall and show the true depths of fear and anxiety. They're going to take a cue from us. Her advice for parents, whenever there's an act of violence or terror, it really depends on the age of your kid. Very young kids may not need you to say much of anything. For older kids, give them a simplified version of what is happening. Prepare yourself for what you're going to say. Like, in other words, check in before you talk to them. If you're going to check your own anxiety level, our inhibition isn't as good as when we're feeling stressed out to ourselves. Many kids will already know what is happening because schools will be talking about it. Their friends will be talking about it. And they have access to social media. They're looking to their parents and teachers to reassure them. Your goal in talking to your child is making sure they are feeling safe. Don't go into graphic and gory details. Even with older kids, you don't want to overshare. That also might mean you limit, listen to this, this is an important key, you limit their access to TV and to social media right now. You may not want to have the news running in the background at all times, because you're you need to try to avoid exposing kids to a secondary trauma. Because we may not realize it right now, but this news and how parents are acting and the kids that are 5, 6, and 7 are watching how upset their parents are, and that's already trauma. So,
having one of the talking heads on, whatever channel it is, talking about this continuously, these kids absorb that. And they look for your parents, look for the parents to be the sanity in the house. So, well, I can understand that. Okay. I know I'm going to try and get some people on tomorrow to talk about this, if I can. And I'm, you know, I don't know. Their schedules are crazy at this point, I understand, but I'm going to try. Hey, Celestina.
Good morning.
And now moving on to Celestina, who's going to also talk about something that is sad.
I know. It's a sad day.
It's a sad day, but after the break, we can... Maybe we'll pick it up with something else, but one of your colleagues.
Yeah.
There are still 22 veterans a day committing suicide.
Yes.
And one of your colleagues.
Yes.
Just did that.
Yes, we were very devastated, all the veteran service officers in the state of California.
He's not from right here in Shasta County.
No, he's not. He has an affiliated group. He works with us for CalVet loans. His name is Andrew, and he committed suicide last week, and we were all devastated. I think I just want to say that he was with us during the trainings. He trained how to, recognize suicide. He knew all the signs, and so do we. But yet, the suicide still happened. And it leaves us all wondering, besides a deficit and a hole in our heart, it all leaves us wondering what are we missing? You know, what are we missing? How can we do better? We need to do better. And it's really a sad thing. It leaves the rest of us, you know.
Yeah, what signals did you miss?
Was there a sign,
you know, people around him, and because he's involved with this?
He is, and he's always happy. He's always uplifting. He's positive. He has a lot of energy. He has, you know, and he's always a delight to work with. I mean, our office called him all the time. We worked with him all the time with the home loans, because we help people connect them to getting a veteran's home loan. And he is one of the huge experts that we rely on for all the newest updates. And, yeah, so if, you know, we have a suicide hotline, and we have many, many, many resources to the VA health, the mental health. You can walk into our VA mental health, and they'll see you on the spot. If you're feeling any signs of sadness, or if your medication is another thing, medication can cause side effects of suicidal ideation. So I think that we should also, you know, recognize that some medications that the VA puts you on can cause this as well, and to recognize it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we might as well finish with this. I went to a funeral yesterday, but here's a bit of happiness, I guess. Randy Sprague was a friend of mine. I saw Celestina and her husband there yesterday. But his wife, I will tell you the truth, I knew his wife better than Randy, but Randy played golf with us on two different tournaments. And he was a great person.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the people that that Vietnam killed.
Yeah.
Not in combat. Two tours in Vietnam. He met the love of his life, Debbie.
Yeah.
And after they were married, a couple years after they were married, he wakes up one night screaming in Vietnamese. He had a full-blown case of PTSD that she didn't recognize, because how would she know that?
Mm-hmm.
That was leading up to that. He met another veteran in a parking lot that recognized the signs. He says, you need to go down to the VA, which he did. Well, PTSD doesn't isn't just the person who's got it. It's their family is now affected by
She wrote a book, A Stranger in My Bed, and
has been fabulous
touring
book.
Nationally with that, and it's been critically acclaimed. And if you're listening to this program, you've never heard, or this is the first time, A Stranger in My Bed is a wonderful book about her story, her history with this with Randy.
And how she didn't give up, and Randy didn't give up, and they overcame this, and lived a fine life. I mean, I said that Vietnam got him, Agent Orange.
Yes.
Is what finally got him. But the reason I'm saying this is the celebration of life yesterday was heartfelt. It was down at the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, and they had these kids from first to eighth grade come in and sing.
It was amazing.
Randy loved listening to them. And they came in and sang this wonderful song. And I just want to say is that Randy was loved by many people. And he went through his demons, but he overcame it. If you can ever overcome it, totally. I don't know if you can. I really don't. But he seemed to be. And like I said, I admired him. He didn't feel sorry for himself. Let me put it that way, and that's good. Anyway,
it takes a loving wife to stand by your side. It takes a family to understand and come and stand beside you, and it also takes a community. You know, community of resources, community of veterans to just be there for you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that he had all of that, and that it really helped a lot.
I've had people knock on my door and come in and talk to me.
Wow.
Because of my service and their service and some of the same areas.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they just need to talk. And that's all you need is then, see if they're okay. But then talk about it. And, it's a kind of a trite saying, but all scars don't show from combat.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the great things that are going on over there at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Absolutely.
But this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. And they've got the big sale, the Memorial Day sale
going
on.
This is the time, folks.
Now, here's four tips to calm your mind and help you sleep. Progressive muscle relaxation and meditation that can help relieve a stressed mind. Change the narrative. Instead of saying, I'll never fall asleep, say, I'll fall asleep shortly and wake up rested.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my favorite. Consider a lavender sachet or lotion. Certain smells, such as lavender, can help a person calm down and relax.
I use that.
Which kind of explains you slathering yourself with that.
Yeah, and I use a lavender from Trader Joe's. They have a lavender packet that I use for my dryer sheets.
Yeah, but when you put it on the lotion, that's why I've got my
face
buried in your neck.
And then we have the diffuser, excuse me, with different calming oils.
And then try a meditation app that often offers guided meditation to help calm your mind. And it's that or wine every night. I'm not sure.
No.
Hey, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting, because you can adjust the firmness of your mattress, is 50. Linda's Sleep Number setting is
35.
There you go. And you can change them every night. It's time for Sleep Number's Memorial Day sale. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now only $1,999 for a limited time. Only in our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, or learn more at sleepnumber.com. We'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Voters of Shasta County, it's time that we get educated and informed as voters. With elections right around the corner, it's time we keep our focus on what's really important for Shasta County. Seeking common ground, truth and transparency, community first, law and order, and most importantly, electing qualified candidates.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for Sheriff, Darlene Allen for Clerk, Flores for Superintendent, Browning and Resner for Supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Piscata Band of Nomwaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 7:39 in the morning. It is 77 degrees. It's going up to 101 today. Yes. On the 25th of May. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology and TV for well over 30 years. With Dish, you get TV's only 2-year price guarantee. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Cooley at 241-3474 and find out why we use Dish and what a great business this is. It's a veteran-owned business. That's B&T Satellite. Celestina Traver and I and Linda are here today. And what's up next there, kiddo?
Well, I wanted to announce the Memorial Day event that's happening on Monday.
All right. What do we have?
So at the Vet Grove at the, what do they call it now, the Civic Center or the Convention Center, there will be a memorial.
The Redding Civic Center.
The Redding Civic Center. Thank you. There will be a Memorial Day event at 11 a.m. at the Vet Grove. And there's going to be a free lunch afterwards from noon to 1, courtesy of Sunset Rotary and Holiday Market and a few others. We're going to be handing out flags. It's a wonderful event to tribute those who have died for our country and sacrificed their life for this great nation. And so we're inviting the public to come and attend this event. It's 1 hour long, and we also have water bottles in
at
case
the
you get hot. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and then we have Dash. For the first time, we have a Dash vehicle that's going to drive people over to the breezeway to have lunch if they don't want to do the walk, if they're on walkers or anything. So we have that for the first time, so that'll be easy.
Okay. So. There's something going on down in Anderson.
Yes, there is.
At the cemetery there.
At 11 a.m. as well.
But there's nothing going to go in at IGO.
Correct.
Because they've asked permission, but somehow CalVet has not given it. I'm not sure why.
Correct.
Except there. Okay.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's not because they don't want to. And there's
correct.
Not people that would do it. But CalVet has not given permission to do that. So we've got, for Memorial Day, we have at the Veterans Grove, and then the one down
What time
in
is
Anderson.
That again?
It's 11 a.m.
Okay.
on May 30th, which is Monday.
Right.
Which is Monday. Also, there used to be something, that's on Veterans Day on November 12th. November 11th, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The 11th hour of the 11th day. And at the Elks Club, they usually do a little toast also.
Yeah. What do they drink? The
Who cares?
Cognac or cognac. Something?
I think it's cognac.
Is it cognac?
Yeah, it's cognac.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know, Memorial Day. You know, a lot of people get Memorial Day mixed up with other things. Memorial Day is where we honor those who gave their lives.
Correct.
For our country while on active duty. As we know, some people, like with Agent Orange, are killed that day. They just don't know it, and it takes years for it to happen. But this is Memorial Day. That's what Memorial Day is for.
Yes.
Armed Forces Day is when you recognize the people that are in the service, like last Saturday at the rodeo was Armed Forces Day.
It was beautiful.
Then you have, of course, Veterans Day, which is you're honoring all veterans that have served our country.
Right.
So, but Memorial Day, you know, people go, "Happy Memorial Day." No, that's not what you say.
Yeah.
Memorial Day should be a time to remember all those people, maybe in your family, maybe they were your grandfathers, maybe your great grandfathers, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters who died in combat to defend this country.
Yeah. So while you're at a barbecue.
Yeah.
Or while you're at the beach, or while you're at the lake, maybe this year we do a toast to one of your family members that have passed.
Mm. Yeah. that, that passed in combat.
Yeah, make it a new tradition, to remember them.
Or even if you have nobody in your family, maybe a toast to for those who have given their lives, the ultimate sacrifice for
Absolutely.
Our country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, we got to take another quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been here for 15 years. And you don't realize how long they've been here, but from the day they started, the day they opened the doors, they've been moving local dreams forward. Four branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the newest branch over in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent two decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project.
Victory Powder Coating.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399. 365-1399.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. 7:51 in the morning, 77 degrees. It's going out to 101, 102, 103, somewhere around there. It's hot. It's going to be hot. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, look, you got a little bitty chip in your windshield. That air conditioning hits it. It's been out in the sun. That chip can go into a crack just like that. So go down there. Get those little chips fixed by a true windshield repair specialist. And that's Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business. He can fix those small chips or cracks up to 24 inches in length. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Linda and I are here with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. What's going on? Besides, okay, we talked about Memorial Day in this. What are the things going on down there at Shasta County Veterans Service Office?
We're filing claims, lots of them.
Okay, so, now claims, you know, can you explain to people how, one more time, because they don't realize it, because I talk to people all the time that, oh, yeah, I don't go down there, you know, because, you know, I didn't see combat, and you know, but they broke an ankle.
Right.
And they're limping 30 years later. You know, it's like, well, why don't you go down and have the VA take a look at that? Oh, well, I wasn't in combat. I was only in for 2 years, you know, 4 years or whatever.
We want everybody to come down. And I have a scenario. I had someone in my office this week, and I said, hey, have you ever used our office? And they're like, no. Why should I use your office? Tell me why. And I said, well, we file claims for you. And they said, well, I can open a book and file a claim. I can write, type on a piece of paper and send it into the VA. And I thought for a second, and I thought, yeah, yes, you can. But we do so much more than that. And I don't think I always am clear of what my veterans reps do, because yes, you can file your own claim. Like, we're noticing that the post 9/11 and the OEF, OIF, the younger kids in their 20s, they get out of the military, they're filing their own claims. They're not coming to our office. And I'm presuming that they're thinking the same thing, is I can just file this piece of paper online. They have a portal, and I will just claim all my stuff and I will get it approved, and what I get is what I get. But
not so fast.
Right. So what we do is we are many more layers than that. my vet reps look at your decision, because what we're finding is that they get their decisions back, because we get a copy whether they file on their own or not. We get, our office gets a copy because we're responsible for everyone in Shasta County that files their own claim or files a claim through our office. So we look at it, and it looks like that they had an appeal or they had something, they missed something on that document, that my vet reps are trained to read over the legal document and find the discrepancies and the holes in what they made a decision in.
Right.
And these, the younger kids aren't seeing it and aren't, they're missing some of the money, the back pay. They're missing the, they might have miscalculated their percentage. They gave them 10% versus 40% is what they deserve. And so the VA is not your friend. The VA has never, ever wanted to give you money. And the VA has never been your ally. That's why we're put into place in every county, because what we do is we fight for you against Department of Veterans Affairs.
So how do you reach out to these returning veterans at a, let's say they're 22,
mm-hmm.
or what, however, it doesn't matter what age. I'm just curious where the hole is. Why they're, do you have to be right when they're released, like when Carl came back and he literally got off the bus at Camp Pendleton? Do you email everybody that's in the service out of the Reading area that you find out and say, please come to us, we'll help you?
That's a good question. So when they can get out of the military in any state, even overseas, and they come back home here, and nobody has told them from the recruiters to their ETS, to the people that have outprocessed them, hey, where are you headed? Here's your Veterans Service rep, connect with them. Mm-hmm. Or this is your Veterans Service office, connect with them. They do not tell them that. They just release them. And a lot of the younger generation, oh, I have a cell phone. I can just go on this app and file my own claim. I can do it myself. But we're noticing they're getting denied for things that they shouldn't be denied for, and they don't know any different. And we want them to start coming in and using our office. What we can also do is when they have their CMP exams, we can actually, once their exam is posted, we can see it in the federal computer system. And we can see what the doctor writes.
Mm.
And we can say, hey, the doctor said this. Well, that's not what I told them. Mm. I said, okay. So we write up a 4138, and we can get in the correct information so it gets to the adjudicator so that he can make a better decision on the claim before it's adjudicated. And we do all of those little things, more customer service based than to help them with their claim versus just filing on their own. They have no advocacy at that point.
Right, right.
Yeah.
At what percentage are you seeing people like that? We have a minute left before we say goodbye. Actually, how would you like to close your closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts would be, please, at any age, it doesn't matter whether you're wealthy, a millionaire, or whether you're poor, or whether you think someone else needs it, please come to our office at 1855 Shasta Street and come talk to a Veterans Service rep. And our phone number is 530-225-5616. We are not an appointment-driven office. You walk in from 8:30 to 11:30 and 1 to 4, Monday through Friday. So please come visit us.
Well, thank you, Celestina.
Thanks for being here. And the first half hour was, death.
Yeah, it kind of
but
was.
But unfortunately, they've upgraded it into another teacher has died.
Oh, no.
That was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Uvalde, Texas. Like I said, I'm going to try and get some people on tomorrow that can speak of this. I don't know if they'll be able to because of schedules and at the last minute, but I would like to be able to, reassure our public
superintendent.
This is what, yeah, we've talked about this before. But Celestina, thank you for everything you do and all your staff down there. We really, really, I mean, the veterans really appreciate how you've taken charge and you're looking out for us.
I appreciate you having me on, Carl.
Okay.
Linda.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, when we return, we're going to have Redding Rancheria with us, Tracy Edwards and Maria Roscoe.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Townhall.com, Comrade Thomason. He is appealing to Americans everywhere to pray for his community.
This was a tragic and senseless event today, and my heart was broke today.
The superintendent of schools in the small town of Uvalde, Texas, where a gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School. Before he was shot to death by law enforcement, police say the 18-year-old killed 19 children and two teachers. They say he murdered his grandmother before heading to the school, which is nearby. President Biden, addressing the nation last night, appeals for prayer and action, makes a pitch for what he calls
common sense gun laws.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina saying that more gun control will never prevent people who suffer mental health or emotional issues from hurting others.
If all you do is focus on controlling weapons, people like this will find other ways to harm people.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott expected to visit Uvalde, about 85 miles west of San Antonio, later today. It was an easy win for Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp in the state's Republican gubernatorial primary, Kemp defeating Trump-endorsed former Senator David Perdue.
Networks called for Kemp to winner at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. A one-time ally of the former president, Kemp stirred Mr. Trump's ire following the 2020 presidential election. Mr. Trump vowed to campaign against Kemp, eventually persuading Perdue to enter the race for governor in hopes of ousting him.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has won the Republican primary in a bid to keep his job. Word this morning that durable goods orders, if orders for those big ticket items, rose 0.4% last month. It was the sixth increase in 7 months. And stocks are higher on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow's up 116 points. The Nasdaq ahead, 107 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we our United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access. Federal or corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A regional governor in eastern Ukraine says at least 6 civilians have been killed by the latest Russian shelling in a town that's at the epicenter of the fighting 3 months into Putin's war.
The Luhansk region's governor says that 8 people were injured over the last 24 hours and accuses the Russian troops of deliberately targeting shelters where civilians are hiding. The town is located in Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland of the Donbass, where Russian forces have been pressing their offensive despite stiff Ukrainian resistance. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said late Tuesday that the country's forces in the region are facing difficulties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea has test-launched a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile and 2 shorter-range weapons toward its eastern waters, some tests coming just hours after President Biden wrapped up his trip to Asia. Breaking news and analysis at Town Hall. A 25-year-old man wanted in the unprovoked fatal shooting of a New York City subway passenger is in police custody. Andrew Abdullah, subject of two pending criminal cases in the city, surrendered to police.
On Sunday, just before noon, 48-year-old Daniel Enrique was on his way to brunch from his Park Slope Brooklyn home on the last car of the Q train as it was crossing the Manhattan Bridge. Police say witnesses tell them the suspect, Abdullah, was pacing the train, then stopped in front of Enrique, took out a gun, and shot him in the chest. When the train got to Canal, he took off. Mayor Eric Adams.
The city must be safe, and that is what I must do as the mayor of the city.
Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks have been bouncing around a bit on Wall Street this morning. Traders awaiting the release of the Federal Open Market Committee's latest minutes from its meeting. Right now, stocks in positive territory. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM right here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy. He's waving, and Linda's got the weather.
Good morning, everybody.
Liam,
do we put you on the spot when we say what day of the week is it?
No, you don't. I can pull it up right now.
No, that's okay. It's wine day. It is National Wine Day. That's all anybody needs to know. A hug in a glass.
All right, so today looks like we're going to have 102. That is the hottest day so far of the year. With our increasing clouds tonight of 68. Thursday calls for mostly cloudy with a high of 92, and Friday partly sunny with a high of 88. Now get ready for this. Friday night looks like around 30% chance of showers with our highs of 86 and then 62 with showers coming on, increasing to Saturday with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 80. So it looks like it's going to be humid. And Saturday night, chance of showers with overnight lows of 56. Sunday, chance of showers once again with 78. Sunday night, slight chance of showers before 11 p.m. Now, Memorial Day, sunny with a high of 82 and mostly clear on Memorial Day night with our lows of around 59. And that's your forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, the Kinney family, where they give give senior and veteran discounts at 365-3793.
Reminder to everybody today that West Street between 7th and Eureka Way is going to be shut down for repaving. Send in from one of our listeners. We're here with Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
Good morning, CEO of Redding Rancheria, and Maria Orozco, who is their public face.
Good morning.
I didn't call you princess.
I know. It's not just the public face. I mean,
she does everything here.
Maria, what is your official title?
Director of Public Relations.
Director of Public
Senior
Relations.
Senior Director.
And you have been now for over 28.
28.
Okay, so we just, like, we snoozed and it was 25 last time I checked. You know, it's, you know what I mean?
And you started, when you were 12.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's amazing. First of all, just want to shout out to you, Marie, because your outreach and where you show up and the sunshine that you bring. Good things are happening with Redding Rancheria and all the things that you guys do to pour out to the community. So I have always been a very grateful for the things that you do. And before we took a break, we had Celestina Travis on, who's very involved with the veteran community and the things that you do. At many levels, you do a lot of what you don't brag about, the things that you do to help our community and being what and how you have reached out and done, been parts of things to help the veterans has been, and of course, you know, our hearts lie there because of, you know, the many, how we're involved with veterans. We appreciate that's just one increment of the things that you all do. And, so I just wanted to start off by that. Thank you.
Thank you.
To the Redding Rancheria. Okay. Tracy.
Yes.
Been some news lately.
Really?
About, can we talk about the what's happened in the last week when it concerns that sale of the land that essentially blocked anything that Ready Rancheria was going to do?
We can. I know last time I was on, I think that we talked a little bit about it, and the lawsuit was ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
The judge issued a ruling. There's been a lot of things in the press. I'm here to answer any questions of things that we've seen in the press. The case is not entirely over. The judge has asked both sides to brief on the remedies, so we're in the remedy phases. So just this morning, my attorney reminded me not to talk about anything related to the remedy phases because we don't want to get out in front of the judge, you know. So
right.
That's still going on. So,
but we I can mention, and I don't know if you have to comment on it, but part of the remedy phase is, you know, what's going to happen, and part of it could be, you know, could be the all the legal fees taken care of,
mm-hmm.
everything set aside. I mean,
yep.
That's what I read in the paper.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Same thing that
yes.
that.
Yep.
Okay. Is there anything else in the remedy remedy side that's open source that maybe people don't know about?
No. Well, there's other things that we want to work on with the city, so we'll be talking with them
okay.
about those things.
Okay.
So can we clarify, and the reason I'm asking this is because yesterday, and Maria will appreciate this exercise class, somebody was talking about city council, I think it was a mixed bag, like all this information got mixed up about what the piece of property was, where it is, and what happened. And I didn't say anything because I was in the middle of the exercise class and I thought I'm not going to try to correct you.
Mm-hmm.
So could you share with our listeners, are you able to share with our listeners what piece of property is on hold and what the situation was?
Yeah, absolutely. South Bocelli Lane, about a football field length of that road that essentially ends at our – the road literally ends at our property. The city, in about 11-day time period, managed to abandon the property, declare it surplus, and sell it to Shasta Land Trust, all without us knowing or anybody else for that matter – because it was in closed sessions also during COVID, and we became aware of it after the whole transaction was over.
See, now, this person had it confused with the downtown waterfront property. So which wasn't, you know,
no,
that's why
totally
I want to clarify.
Different.
I want
totally
to clarify
different.
That.
Totally different. So. But now I'm just a citizen here. When we talk about abandoned property and
surplus.
They're talking about the latest one. It takes like a year or many iterations, maybe not a whole year, but it takes many iterations for this to happen. They have to, don't they have to go down to the state and the state has to look at it and bring it back and all this?
There was a very comparable case in Placer County that took about 21 months for that agency, or you know, that government agency to get the mm-hmm. get that job done. So I maybe
days.
We're really efficient
wow.
here. I don't know.
Wow, gosh, we're good. They ought to hire our people out to do things like this.
Yeah,
The you know, when the city council then put up the plats of land, and they put up just AP numbers.
Yes.
And if you're not looking at what those AP numbers are, or you're not, you know. Because they appear several times a year.
Right.
And this time when they did it with the civic area, people picked up on that.
I think they described it more in their agenda item.
And then when they did, the outcry took it from, and I don't, they may have done it anyway, because this is a huge undertaking
mm-hmm.
that was brought up to them. They brought it out into public to discuss it. But this other one that resulted in a lawsuit from the rancheria, they were warned by one of their own city council members.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do this. And if you are, the indemnification has got to be different
mm-hmm.
because they're going to sue.
Right. I think, the fact that anybody thought that, we wouldn't figure this out and we wouldn't do something about it, you know, I don't know. I don't know how they figured that that was going to happen.
Yeah. What impact did the sale of that property, that small piece of property, to the trust have on Redding Rancheria?
Say that again, the trust or the project?
But they sold it to the trust. What impact did it have on you all and your plans to put a casino there?
Well, the city was aware what we were doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been working on this environmental impact report for years now. The city of Redding was declared a cooperating agency. They've participated in it. We've talked about traffic, and we've been working on this. So they were aware that we are going to need to widen that road, I mean, to allow access to the casino. So by selling it to Shasta Land Trust, they can essentially, you know, not allow us to widen it and change the use of that road so that we can get people to our property.
Okay.
Significant.
So what it would do is just essentially block you right there because there'd be no way of moving south.
There. Okay. I mean, this could happen to anybody, I guess. You know, if you have your own property and you have a public road going to it, I don't think you would appreciate, you know, your local government declaring it, abandoning the property, declaring it surplus, and selling it off to a private party.
Okay.
And block
now,
you in.
Let me say who this is because I'll get phone calls again. It's Shasta Land Holdings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not Shasta Land Trust.
All right. I said it incorrectly.
Now, I got burnt on this last time and I thought, I'm not sure that's right because as the people are, there are two separate entities here. There's Shasta Land Trust. It has nothing to do with this. This was sold to Shasta Land Holdings, LLC.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so let's just keep that. I'll keep that in my brain housing group because I got a call from Shasta Land Trust last time.
And I just said it incorrectly. I apologize.
And so it was. All right. We're correcting it right now. Yes. It's Shasta Land Holdings, LLC. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite has been doing this for about 20 years. He is truly an artist when it comes to working with granite or marble or any type of stone, tile. If you get a hold of him, he works by appointments only, and say, hey, look, this is my plan. So you get a free consultation. He'll sit down and say, okay, this is your idea. This is what we can do. And then you just turn him loose. He's that good. Give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at EstateGranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business, Estate Granite. We'll be right back with Redding Rancheria.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed Queen Helm in $19.99, plus free premium home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We need all units to
crime right
California, under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Their local police.
Police attacked.
They're shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage, Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axreftheater.com.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Stott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Stott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, and
I like that. Because it Linda cracks loves me up. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, where I went down and scored and made Linda very happy on her birthday with the help of Rebecca and Henry and Leonard for her birthday last Saturday. And they're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They got a great selection of jewelry ranging from Native American to what do you call that? Estate jewelry to specially designed pieces they do themselves. And everything in between. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're here with Tracy Edwards, who is the CEO of Reading Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, who is the senior public affairs officer over there. And we've been talking about what's happened in the last week, the impact of the sale of that piece of property had on Reading Rancheria, the fact that the judge set it aside, and now they're in the remedy. Is it remedy phase?
Yes, remedy phase.
Because the city did it. Well, they did it. They didn't meet not only the state requirements, but also the city requirements. Is that correct?
Yeah, the judge essentially ruled that not only did they not follow their normal policies and procedures, mm-hmm. they violated three separate laws. The
Surplus Land Act, a Highways and Streets Act, and CEQA.
Yeah.
So there were three separate laws that they violated when they did this transaction.
Okay.
Where's the city attorney?
Well, that's what I'm. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You can't do this, and this.
I really don't know who the city attorney is or anything, but I mean, we pay a city attorney, and they just gave him a raise and everything. Don't we pay him to take a look at this stuff? But here's the city attorneys do a lot of times. They'll hire outside agencies to look at things. Because, you know, you as a lawyer, you're there, you know, he's kind of a conduit because he can't be an expert on everything. He can, you know, have, you know, surface knowledge and maybe down a little bit. But then you hire an expert. And when you do something like this, where was, and this is a rhetorical question. Right. You two do not have to get into this one. This is a question for Linda and I and the citizens is, didn't somebody look at this and say, you know what, we're skating on thin ice here. DeQuisto knew it. And, I mean, he mentioned it, and so you have to ask yourself, what was the decision making going on with this at the city council? So anyway, what's going on though at the big question is the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Yeah. And, like I walked in your studio this morning and the, somebody walking right out said, great news. When's the casino going to be happening? I get that. 5 to 10 times a day, probably. We are still going through the process. So our environmental impact report is almost complete, and that has been the latest of that is responding to all of the public comment, responding to all of the agency's concerns. So this document that will be, you know, thousands and thousands of pages will be done, and then the Bureau of Indian Affairs can hold another hearing. They will go through their thing, and then you know, we're waiting on them. So I don't have any updates since the last time I've talked to you, really, other than we're really excited that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted to withdraw their letter of opposition. So, you know, that was something that was good news for us. So, you know, their letter of support went into that. So that goes to the Bureau of Interior, the Department of Interior, and it's helpful, very helpful, and we are very, yeah, very excited about that.
The county.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's, they've changed, they've gone 180 out
yeah.
on that
yeah.
in support. Mm-hmm. And, I don't expect to see the city doing that in the near future. But,
well, you know, and that's the thing. I think, all along, you know, we felt like we had city support. So, you know, 2 years ago when they voted to oppose, we were surprised. You know, we were unaware that, the majority of the council was going to vote to not support our project. It was a surprise to us. So I don't know. I would hope that we could come around and come to some sort of agreement and that they would support our project because, you know, the better we do, the better the community does, and the better everybody does.
Well, you know, I'm going to take an early break here because I'm going to come back and talk about how the tribe in the city and county can work together to answer some of these questions that people have. You know, what can the Rancheria do to take away some of the fears or to at least, you know, say this is how we're going to do some things here so that people don't have to get into the, you know, a high hover over things that aren't even going to happen. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been in the business since 1993, and with all the craziness that's going on in the stock market, maybe you need a second opinion on your retirement plan or your 401k or any of your investments. Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy,
financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House, of course. Charlize Pizza, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the cheesy, creamy, meaty goodness of their hand-tossed crispy crust. It's an experience you won't find anywhere else in Reading. Pizza just brings people together for food and fun. Charlize Tap House also offers house specials, homemade pastas, sandwiches, soups, and delicious salads. Everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous house special every Friday and Saturday night. Tender, mouth-watering prime rib. Remember, Charlize Tap House offers a wall of tap beer, your old favorite brews, and new additions on demand. It's the ultimate beer experience. Just grab your tap wall card at the counter and pour your favorite, or try something new. Charlize Tap House, rule number one. Come for the homemade pizza. Stay for the beer wall. You'll find Charlize Tap House in two locations, in the Anderson Outlets and in Reading, at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlize Tap House, for dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
In the town where I was born, lived a man
who sails to sea. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the students, the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Today, the 25th of May, 8:34 in the morning, and already 80 degrees out there, going up to 102 today. Please don't leave anything in your car that you want to have alive when you return. It's probably not a good idea to leave the chocolate bar inside, puppy.
The chapstick.
A chapstick, a puppy, your grandmother. Don't leave anything in there, okay? This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top rated hospitals in the United States, one of the top 50 when it comes to cardiovascular care. They are one of the top rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they just got an A rating from LeapFrog, which rates all the hospitals in the United States based on their statistics. They got an A rating, second year in a row. It's your health, your choice. I think I'd be heading to Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here with Redding Rancheria and Tracy Edwards, who is the CEO of Redding Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, who is the senior public relations officer there. When they put the word senior there, does that mean like more money, or does this just means it sounds better? I'm just kidding.
You know,
it's like banks. You know, they'll give you great. You know, hey, we're going to make you a senior teller. Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good title.
You know, I do want to mention, and Linda was talking about it earlier, I get asked a lot, you know, what big firm does our public relations? They think we have this, you know, outside, you know, big firm that does it. We don't. We're in-house. Maria is a two-department show right now, and, you know, we do it all in-house. We don't hire and pay some big fancy firm to do our social media and our advertisements. We do everything in-house.
Well, and you have a gem there because Maria is just so articulate and beautiful and really has a heart in the right place. So, I mean, what more? I mean, you have this quality person who's really there for the right reasons.
And she grew up with us.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's family.
Well, there's something about raising the people, you know,
absolutely,
that work with you because they're into, you know, they've bought into it. Yeah. What y'all are the question I was going to ask you, about when you talk about mitigation and fear from the from the community. Oh, there's going to be, you know, more crime. Oh, this, you know, traffic and all that. What do you tell people on that?
Well, I think we're aware. We're aware of the concerns, and we are working to address all of them. I know that traffic is a fear. I know that. You know, I hear crime is going to exponentially increase. There's already a casino in town, you know, so there will be more staff and hopefully more patrons that would come to this casino. We'll have more security. We will work with law enforcement, whether we, you know, put a substation on the Rancheria or whether we create our own law enforcement department. I mean, we don't want crime on our casino. We don't want, that element at our place. So we will work to do whatever we can to mitigate that.
That's a good, I mean, that's an interesting idea. The two things you said, either have a substation there or your own security force
right.
That is out there, that is, things are happening, taking care of it, just handing it over to the police or the sheriff.
We work well with both law enforcement in town. I mean, you know, that's what we want, you know.
And then the traffic. Mm-hmm. That's going to be, have you really looked at the traffic plans yet? Have you gotten to that part yet?
Well, we were working with the City of Reading staff and, you know, former Caltrans people and coming up with some ideas. At the time, the city knew Costco was probably going to come online. And so I think in the beginning of all this, we were all trying to work with the fact that the Costco was coming online, we would come online, and how that traffic pattern would work. Since then, we have not been working with the city when they post the project. We haven't had conversations in a couple of years. I know I drive that route 20 times a day, and so I know that you know, they're working on the Costco traffic issues, so we'll have to work in our issues also.
It's going to be be able to see what Costco's doing, because even if they said today, if the Bureau of Indian Affairs said okay, go for it, it's still yours.
It is.
that we're talking about. So Costco is going to be up and running. So that should be able to give you some kind of indicator what else has to be done.
Right, right.
I don't know. You know, people were telling me about Costco, you know, traffic experts saying, nope, this can be handled here with the roundabout and this thing like that. Of course, there's other traffic experts opposing that. So.
Right. And I wouldn't be surprised if they took our project into account when they planned some of the stuff they're doing now. I would hope they did.
Well, let's hope so. Y'all have just helped out some businesses.
Yes, actually, I would love to talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about
that. So today at what time, Maria?
1 o'clock.
We are doing another round of grant funding to small businesses. We selected 60 businesses.
Is it 60 new businesses?
60 new businesses.
Okay,
because
you've already done this before, and just let me say is that we were one of those businesses.
Thank you. We've done it twice before. Yeah. So the first round we did $100,000 the first year of COVID. We did the same amount last year, $300,000, and we're doing $300,000 today.
Okay.
So a lot of we had so many people apply, and so I mean, I don't know. I can't remember how many people applied, but we were. You know, we picked 60 the first round, and I think we felt like we needed to do it again. So we didn't solicit grant applications. We chose from applicants who had applied before, and we're presenting them with checks of $5,000 today at 1 p.m. at the event center.
And let me tell you,
That's amazing.
This hit during the time when the $5,000 is immediately put back into the business to make sure your people are paid, your rent's paid, things like this. And the city somehow, when they had a chance to help businesses here, put their money into parks, and when they could have given $700,000, which is a very, very small part of the millions that they received back into businesses, chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they, and I believe the quote was, if their business model hasn't changed, then maybe they shouldn't be in that business where we're hitting with inflation, we're getting hit with all these things. And so we have a private entity out there helping businesses.
You know, and the businesses that we selected, I know you talked about it last time. There were some that you didn't even know existed.
Little taco shops.
Right. And I think I'm really proud about that because these are our citizens. These are our friends and our families who've started businesses trying to make ends meet, you know, whatever their interest might be, like a little taco shop or something like that. And they're trying to make ends meet, you know. So a lot of the businesses we picked were small, you know, family-owned businesses that are just trying to get by. And so I was really proud about that. You know, these are people who are really struggling, and they're so thankful when they find out. I mean, you know.
It makes the difference sometimes, you know. Do you pay your people and things like that for some of these businesses? And if they're small and it's a mom and pop.
Mm-hmm. Mom and pop's the word I'm looking for. That's what a lot of the recipients are.
Yeah, that's what they are. You know, they're not large corporations. Mm-hmm. That's not who you're helping.
You just drive up and down Bocelli, and you see these little strip malls, and there's little tiny businesses in each one of those strip malls. I mean, I went to the boot place the other day, and there was a bagel shop, there was something else.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that I haven't frequented, but there are so many. I mean, that's just a reminder today about the kind of things that you do and how much we need to, like, really support our community even more so, you know.
Yeah. So today will be fun. The recipients are aware that they're getting the checks. We've invited them to come down, and they'll get to pose with the big check.
Yeah.
And we'll give them their check today.
We have the big check
sometimes. We do.
I tried to cash it. They just looked at me.
The big checks are fun.
The big checks are fun. Okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice. It's one of those things, if you find something that works, then continue doing it till it doesn't. Well, this has worked for 15 years, and I'm happy with Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, so you don't have to wait in line or hang around. You just make your appointment, walk in, walk out. 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, you won't see Dr. Phil on the TV in there. We'll be right back.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta County, Chris Kallstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kallstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey Shasta County, Chris Kallstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kallstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kallstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Brian Litton, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself.
888-221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. What's the matter? Haven't you seen an average white boy dance before? What? What?
That just made my day.
Yeah.
You know, I danced kind of like that one time in Iraq. Oh. And one of my friends there, Donald Jim, who, by the way, is my he was my combat buddy, full Navajo. And he's sitting there at the desk, and something must happen. And he goes, "Don't ever do that again." He says, "I will shoot you the next time." And so I call him. We talk a couple of times a year. And I said, "Well, really, it's your birthday." And so I'm doing I'm going to do a dance for you. He says, "I still have guns. I will travel." And I went, "Okay." So we're here with Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria, and Maria Orozco, Senior Public Relations Director. Come on. Was it that bad?
Well,
honey, you love me, and you have to sleep with me.
Casper, the friendly ghost, trying to Saturday Night Live.
Yes,
somewhere in there.
Okay.
Handsome, mature, wonderful.
Thank you.
Hey, but you know what? Your heart is in the right place.
Yes.
Well,
we appreciate
okay.
you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure how this is going on, where this is going to end up in. Okay, we're here with Tracy. This is our last segment here.
Yes.
Till next month.
Okay.
What do you want people to be aware of that's going on? And Maria, feel free to hop in on this, you know, about what's going on with the Rancheria. I mean, we try to mention all the things, but y'all are moving fast.
We have so much going on. I hold a new employee breakfast every month and talk to the new employees, try to tell them everything that's going on. I know last time we were here, we just finished our health center up in Weaverville.
Yes.
So I don't know if anybody, if you're driving through Weaverville, headed to Weaverville, it's just an amazing building. We have artifacts there. We have regalia on display. I mean, it's a mini museum up there. So walk in. If you're up there, just let them know that Tracy said she wanted to come. You come see the building. You can do that. We're working on our health village. We are moving on that, and we just have so much going on. I think what I wanted to let the community know is, you know, the tribe is part of the community, and despite this lawsuit, you know, we're going to work with the city. We're going to work with the county. We don't want to be adversarial to anybody. We're just trying to do our thing, and we're trying to do our thing the best way we know how. And we just, you know, we'd like you to support the tribe. The tribe supports the community, and we just, you know, we're just trying to do our thing.
And I think that people, I think a lot of people know that. But then again, you know, but when you read headlines and with social media being crazy the way it is, I heard things, you know, during the open discussions about, you know, because there were several open discussions, mm-hmm. forums about the building of the, or moving the casino. And, you know, some people still think, why do they need two? Mm-hmm. It's not two. It's just building a brand new project on I-5. And I heard things said from people that, you know, that I don't really know, but I know who they are.
Right.
I heard things said that I just kind of looked at them thinking, that's really a strange thing to say. Mm-hmm. And did any of that kind of surprise you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm born and raised here, and, you know, when you still hear the "you people" stuff, you know, "you people do this," and I'm reading some of the comments today, you know, well, they don't need another business. They don't pay taxes. You're right. We don't. We pay fees. We pay fees to the tune of about what anybody else pays taxes. So, you know, it gets me because we're writing checks to the state every month for fees, for the business that we do. I think the latest lawsuit with the city, you know, it's why everybody is, they wonder about government. I mean, this is exactly what citizens think, you know, government's doing backdoor deals, and they've been doing this to tribes forever, you know. So, I mean, anybody who is native are suspicious of the government, and things like this don't help. So it does somewhat feel like the tribe getting screwed over by the government again. You know, it's definitely a comparison.
Well, according to the judge, you were.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, that's a bummer. I don't know. I don't know if I'm surprised or not. Probably not.
You know, that. You know, that's...
Well, that's your face. It's
well,
in
no,
your
but
face
it,
right now.
It's something
so.
You've been living with
yeah.
for your lives.
Yeah.
And when I hear, and this is Carl, but when I hear about they talking about reparations, and I, you know, when I hear this, I don't like the idea of reparations anywhere. But how can you even mention it without mentioning Native Americans
yeah.
in this state?
Yeah.
How could you even mention it without right. having that?
Well, and you know, if you're following what's going on with Indian boarding schools, I mean, we've known forever.
Yeah.
We know. I mean, we have people who are alive who were related to people who were in the boarding schools, or some are still alive. We knew this was going on. We've all heard the stories that have yeah. happened to families, and now they're digging up the bones, you know, of the children.
And that one, yeah. Well, yeah. that was in Canada. They had
there
well,
are, but
there's
they're looking
many
at all
of them.
Them.
Many
yeah.
of them here
yeah.
in the United States
many
were.
In the United States.
And for people not aware of that, what would happen is they would come on to the reservations and take children away from their families, forcibly sometimes, to put them into a school to, I'm not even sure what yeah. the term is, cut their hair. Not allow them to speak in their native
not
language.
Not be Indian anymore.
Not be
right.
an Indian. They wanted to take the Indian out of them so they could, quote, assimilate into the white society.
Right. And now we're all seeing the, you know, we're all seeing it in our face, you know,
yeah.
when
yeah.
they're
yeah.
digging up children's bones, you know. So I think, yeah, I think it, we've known it all along. I mean, that's just something we've known.
It's just something you've lived with.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Jack was in here one day and spoke a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jack is a humorous man. He wasn't humorous that day,
mm-hmm.
Talking about these kind of things.
Right.
And but we are moving forward.
We are absolutely
moving
forward.
We are moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You all are part of our community.
Mm-hmm.
And you've played a strong part in our community. And if there's anything that I understand what you're trying to do, say, and get across is, hey, this is our community too.
Mm-hmm.
We
absolutely.
Don't want, we wouldn't hurt it.
No, absolutely. And we definitely want to work with our governments, for sure.
Okay. Maria.
Hi.
Anything big coming up?
Oh, boy. It's already June, right?
Yeah, so it is.
All yeah. I'm focused on is Ready Metro Community Fund Dinner right now. Well, actually, we just, our advisory committee met. And did our first round of granting, so we'll be announcing those folks.
Okay.
And then we'll have the dinner.
And when is the dinner?
It's Friday, September 9th.
All right.
Friday September 9th. 9th.
Linda.
Friday.
September 9th.
Cruella.
Yeah, yeah okay.
The
all
reason,
right.
That's right, Cruella. Now, the reason I'm saying that is... Putting ourselves on report. We showed up
yeah.
a day late.
Well, we showed up. We called the day after, and then we showed up. There's been two events.
Yeah.
But so
when we showed up, an event had been moved.
To another month.
You know, we've got to get it
together. Perhaps another year. I'm not sure.
Who knows? Maybe another decade.
But anyway, so we're definitely red circling that, and we'll be there. And we're very excited for all that you do. Closing thoughts. We have just a few minutes left.
I just, you know, want everybody to know that the tribe is doing the best we can for the community. I'm excited about granting out the grants today to the mom and pop businesses. I like that term. And hopefully it helps somebody a little bit. If we can help somebody out a little bit. I mean, what more can we do in this community? We need to help each other out right now for sure.
Well, we were all hit hard with COVID. You know, many people had to close down. People did close down and lost staff. I mean, it really, people don't understand, you know, when you back up like that, that grant money can really help.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
thank you
thanks for
that.
Being with us
yeah.
today
and, Maria.
And kind of straightening out just from the Rancheria side about what had happened out there and this what the judge said and all this. And we're still in the remedy phase.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's going to happen until next month on that.
Yep. At least,
yeah. Yeah, that could have an impact on us and you all, too, on this thing. Tomorrow, Trish Clark will join me. And we're going to at 8 o'clock, I'm reaching out, as soon as I get off the show, because it's 9 o'clock now, to people to have maybe a panel here to talk about schools and school shootings and how are we preparing for this. So I'm going to try and get some experts in here, including a psychologist, about how to talk to kids. Linda, you had some good stuff today, but maybe we'll get a psychologist in here, too.
Be good.
So everybody, hey, have a great